USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's now backing away from his push to close down the coronavirus task force. It's already been meeting less frequently than before, and the president acknowledges his administration's suggestion on Tuesday that the task force may be closed down by the end of the month didn't go over well. He suggested the new direction of the task force will shift toward helping to reboot the economy and develop a vaccine.
I had no idea how popular the task force is.
The changing decisions shows how the administration is struggling with competing priorities, trying to lower the death toll and also the economic suffering. The former CDC director, Thomas Friedman, told a House panel that the virus fight is just starting.
There will be, tragically, at least 100,000 deaths from COVID by the end of this month.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The month of April saw the worst job losses in the history of the ADP private payrolls report. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The report released Wednesday morning showing 20.2 million jobs evaporated last month as the virus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to its knees. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The government's jobs report for April is due out on Friday.
As protests continue in some states with stay-at-home orders, other business owners are hopeful to reopen. Flower shops are opening back up in California. This woman is a florist in Los Angeles.
Everybody has moms and aunts and grandmas that they give flowers to, so Mother's Day is really big for us.
The state has more than 2,400 deaths from the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A coronavirus can give you the common cold, but not all coronaviruses cause mild disease. SARS was first detected in November 2002, and it bears many similarities to the current pandemic of COVID-19. If you got SARS, there was a much greater chance of you dying. Yet, from 2002 to 2014, only 774 people died. In 2012, there was another outbreak involving the coronavirus MERS. There are a few cases of MERS every year, but the outbreaks are very small and well contained. So people ask, why did SARS or MERS not result in pandemics? First off, MERS is not very contagious, but SARS and COVID-19 are very contagious. The difference is, the symptoms of SARS were more severe, so it's much easier to identify and isolate patients. The problem with COVID-19 is some people may not show any symptoms at all, but can still infect other people. Because it can spread undetected, the number of people it will infect and the number that will die will be much higher than any coronavirus we've ever encountered. Now, researchers are saying a mutation in the virus is making things more difficult. The new dominant strain of the original virus is more contagious. They say it might slow or reverse reopening plans, and it may leave any emerging vaccines inadequate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.